Okay. Hello, podcast, or whatever I should call you. Like, I'm literally making this right after I just made my intro, but I just sent my pen a couple times, and I'm feeling some type of way right now, so I'm just gonna talk about the way that I don't fucking know, you know. But bear with me if I get stuck trying to explain something because I'm really high. Okay. See, okay, I guess I can start there. I can start with the fact that I am really high. I've been smoking for a long time now, I guess. Like, I kind of feel like I need it every day, all day, to get by. And this all started with, like, I don't really know. Everything started almost around similar times, and now everything is just interconnected. I mean, you don't know what I'm talking about, but I do, and that's what I care about. So, at first, weed was just a way to rebel against consciousness, or what other people perceived to be consciousness as, and I didn't like living in that world. I didn't want to be there, and I still don't, and I don't think that I am, but I'm still somewhere that I wish to run away from. But yeah, I was just young. I started smoking with my friends. Shout out Jada, Lyrica, what's up? Riley, like, oh my god. I used to smoke every day before school. I would ditch class to smoke. And I guess things could go back even to before then. I can just talk about my life, I guess. So maybe not when I was younger. That's a lot. But I can start to where my need for this podcast was initially driven from, I guess. So I used to be really involved in school. But I was different than a lot of kids. I loved competition, but I loved beauty, and I loved strange things. I loved graphic things, violent things, funny things, vibrant things, just anything that was different. I enjoyed now, of course. You know, somebody, I guess, could make fun of that I, holy shit, what's going on outside? I guess somebody could make fun of the fact that I was in love with certain things just because they were different. You know, everybody wants to be different in this world where everything is the same, even under the surface level. It's hard. But me at the time, no. Like, I actually found joy in these things, and you know, some people didn't like that. People try to suffocate your love for human love and life and perception and ideals. And people don't like things that don't fit into boxes because we've been taught to put things into boxes and label them up and pass around your box and everybody takes a peek, and everything is perfect and easy to read. But I wasn't interested like that. I mean, I forced myself to for a long time just because I could reach the goal of perfection through these things if I set my ideals at the end. But, you know, it took me almost my whole life to realize that that's not true. Because even the way that I was perceiving my own perception, it was guided by those boxes, man, and that shit is fucked up. Yeah, and I find myself, well, how old was I? Shit, you know, I don't know, it wasn't a specific time, maybe like 10 years, it's been about 10 years, and I'm still subconsciously swimming in boxes, and it's a barrier, you know. But even when I do get out of this box, things are great. Things are awesome. I've escaped it plenty of times. Sorry, I'm like whispering. I'm just, I don't know. But what was I saying? Fuck. Okay. Even as I escaped those boxes, I would still always find my way into another one. A different one, but they all relate it, but they all relate in some way. And I feel like this way, the way the isolation I feel and the things that I think about this world, and it's so watered down. Everybody's watered down. Everything is watered down. People don't actually pursue the things that I feel everyone should, like love and happiness, their true dreams, friendship, nurture. Instead, people want, you know, everybody falls into the same life. You go to school, you go to college, you get your paper degree, you know, and then with that, little label that these people gave you because you paid all this money to learn this subject, you get a job in that subject field or related to, if you can find one, and they will pay you good money and you will have a good career that you enjoy, and you pay your bills and you do everything, and with your extra money and your extra time and your extra ability to even crave these things anymore, you can spend all that on the things that you actually enjoy doing, apparently, until you retire, and then you die, and then you just look back at your life. Well, I know that that's not what life is. I know that it's way more than that. I know that it's so much more than that, just because of the things I've experienced and thoughts that I have provoked from myself and other people have provoked from me on certain substances. I mean, come on, they're there for a reason. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm getting off topic. But anyways, I know that's not how the world is, and that's why I'm having a hard time right now. Because I am in college. I'm right on that path, you know, I'm hitting the nail on the head, and I think that it hurts for me because I haven't been on this path the whole time like everybody else that I see around me. I just kind of was thrown here. I let myself be thrown here. And I try and recreate the idea in my head that maybe this could be good for me, but no, my core is always, it's always right, and, I mean, that sounds cocky. But it's just tough, because, a lot of people don't listen to cries for help, even if they are painted so clearly. But, that's where I struggle, even outside of college, too. I think maybe what happened to me was I went searching for things that I wasn't ready to look for yet. And, they're screaming at me, and, I can't turn around, so I have nothing to do but to, I don't know, that's the thing. But, I've been really negative, so I'm maybe staying positive. Because, you know, I've always been positive, sharing love, but now I'm out of hope, almost. But But this hasn't been the first time, and it's probably not the last, so I've got to do this. And it's gonna hurt. And it's gonna hurt a lot of people, I think. Not physically. But, I need to make a decision and have a plan that will satisfy me, and I can't worry about anyone else's perception of this plan because they're all on the same one, almost. I mean, they have their individual tweaks, but the basis is the same for it all. But, yeah. I just await another person or people who can make me not doubt all of these crazy emotions that I feel. I feel like I can go insane sometimes. But it's my gut, and we need to follow that. So that's how I feel right now. And that's just something that I wanted to get off my chest. Just for so long. And I can't believe it's in a podcast, but fuck it. That's the wall that I've run into. Fuck it. Fuck everything. Because the world is mine for the taking until I go to grab it. But, we have fun on the way there. It's okay. So, yeah. I'm, like, gonna go fucking... I think I'm just gonna put on some music and, like... chill out. Because I don't have another... pointless class until 2. Until 2. So... I'm gonna ponder more on this. But, I guess I didn't address one final thing. Is that, yes, I may ponder, but, what do I do in the meantime? I can't just sit here and feel miserable. I mean, I do, anyways. But I try. I try to do the things that made life enjoyable and, purposeful for me in the past when I was doing good. But, it's not the same, so it makes the pondering hit 10 times harder. Well, if you listen to this, holy shit, thanks. And I guess, you know, sorry if that was depressing or something, like, it's just, like, how I've been feeling lately, and I dislike this feeling so much. I agree with you. I agree with you. I hate this, and that's why I'm trying to overcome this, nasty thing, this monster. I let it be such a thing, but I pick away. I'm an overthinker. So, yeah, thanks, and bye.